Welcome to His Ability, a show that speaks out to the handicapped community. Your host is the owner of Aulet Home Care Plus. And now, here's your host, Lynn Suzek.
Hi, this is your host, Lynn Suzek. Thanks for joining us today on His Ability. We are excited to be on site at a new place. Right now we're recording straight from New Song Community Church in Commerce Township. I'm here because there is just an abundance of testimonies at this church. We're so excited. We've come across this church, and they are practicing the supernatural regularly, and we are all about that. So what we've done is, we've come out here to visit. Last week we talked about the events going on the weekend, and that's taking place this weekend as we speak, as this radio broadcast is being done. But what I found is that there's people being healed here. There's people healing others, and we wanted to share some of those experiences with you, as that's what we promote. I do own a home care company in Garden City, and we run a business with people needing home care, but we're believing that we're going to have a lot of people being healed, and that I'm being healed, and that we're practicing the supernatural the way the disciples did. So I'm just excited to meet some people that are doing that. And I've got with me here today Greg Yackley. Hi, Greg.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hi. You were just one of the first persons I thought of asking to interview because we heard your testimony, like the first week we were here. They shared testimonies, and sure enough, you were sharing about raising the dead. Can you tell me, first of all, you're a caregiver at a facility, right?
Yeah, I work at an independent living retirement community, and so I work very closely with the seniors at our community every day. I'll share a little short about the testimony that I have about people being raised from the dead, and I'll go backtrack before that was the Lord had shared with me a verse. And it was Matthew 10:8, and it's heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. And I had the Lord said, memorize this thing, and so I did that. And several weeks went by, and there was a day. It was about noon at our community, and I noticed there was some chaos happening with the nurses. They're running around, and it was one of those things where normally I would be a part of that that chaos, that running around trying to save a life, right? Getting the defibrillator and preparing to save a life. But I wasn't. It was very strange. What had happened is I was speaking with another resident, and after about 5 minutes, might have been less, a little less than 5 minutes, I walked into the other room, and it was very casual. It was a very casual walk, and I looked, and I could see where the nurse had was, preparing the resident to give her CPR and turned her head and was preparing to take her dentures out of her mouth. And I just raised my hand kind of halfway, and I said, life in Jesus' name. And she began to vomit and start to breathe, cough again. And I did that, and I walked away, and it was very casual. It was kind of crazy. Yeah, it was natural. And I walked away, and I didn't, I went about my list of things. It's a very busy place at the community where I work. And I went about my things, and about 15 minutes later, I went back to my office, and I work with another lady that's also a Christian, and I told her what happened, and she started laughing, and She said, hey, you know, you just raised the dead.
Oh, good.
Obviously, through Christ, you know, we can do all things, right?
Amen.
Absolutely. And then, you know, further to follow that up, I walked out and I said, you know, how's this resident doing? And they said, well, EMS showed up and apparently she's fully alert and they took her to the hospital for testing.
Mm.
And a couple days later, she's back at our community perfectly fine. In fact, I had a conversation, full conversation the other day with her.
No damage.
No damage at all.
Praise God. So you raised the dead like the disciples did that. I mean, not only Jesus did that, but the disciples were called to do that. And I know it's happening actually all over the world. We just don't hear enough about it. But that was like, you know, my husband and I came to this church. This was our first weekend. We were like, cool, they're raising the dead over here. And because we believe that's what God's calling us to do, too. We've been talking about, you know, healing others and our own healing, my healing. I believe I'm minutes away from that myself, and we're getting closer and closer to being in an environment. We want to be in an environment of believers, and here we found it, you know. And we just think that that God is moving all over the United States with this movement. There's many ministries that are taking on to the understanding that we're supposed to be moving in the supernatural. I know you guys here are affiliated with Global Awakening, which we have interviewed people from there. I know Andrew Womack teaches the same thing, and even Sid Roth, and you know we've talked about that on my program before. So I was especially interested in what you were telling me the other day when I asked you about what you were saying about speaking to your environment. Can you tell me how you practice that?
Absolutely. And that is, you know, when you go into a place that maybe you'll feel oppressed, everyone's been there, or they'll feel, you know, fear or anything, even a grocery store.
Okay.
You know, wherever you're at, that's your place. I mean, that, you know, that's biblical. Wherever you're at, that is your place. So you need to speak to that environment. Speak Christ's love there. Speak his happiness. Speak his comfort. Whatever, wherever you're at, prepare that place. Prepare that place. And he'll come. He'll come. I've seen it over and over again.
Now, do you mean speak to others that way with love? Or do you mean speak to the environment like, you know, demons get out of the way. This is, you know, I'm here and you need to get out of the way.
You don't have to be forceful. I mean, you don't have, with people, you don't have to come right out and say, hey, you know, I speak Christ's love to you.
Okay.
That's going to be kind of strange. It's not going to be really accepted,
right,
you know.
Right.
Especially when you're dealing with a lot of new age people,
right,
you know. But you can speak it, you know, even before work, before I even begin a day. I will go into the building and I will, you can speak to it softly.
Mm-hmm.
And still be strong, you know.
Right.
All you have to do is you know what this environment needs, and you know what these people need, and these people just need love, you know. And that's what we're doing. That's what we're doing. We're going to go in there and just, you know, declare Christ's love and just, you know, show everyone what that's all about, right?
Amen. So when you walk into, now I'm talking about the spiritual oppression that we feel sometimes. Do you feel that just putting your hand on the shoulder and saying I love you, or can you give me an example of how you speak to your environment? Because I was kind of getting an idea that you would be like just, you know, speaking to this oppression to flee, or you know, I didn't know. I'm still a little curious as to how you do that.
Well, at times, yeah, you will speak to the oppression, and you will speak to, you know, the devil. That's where it's coming from.
Sometimes when I feel confusion, I know that there's something going on, you know, in the air, in the spiritual realm, and
sure.
I want to take over my office. I want to take over the area that I'm in and be the dominant one, because Christ is in the room, right?
Absolutely. And let the devil know where he's at. I mean, he's beneath our feet.
Right.
He has nothing.
Mm-hmm.
He's nothing. And we're going to let him know that he's nothing. And then we're going to, you know, declare that this is our place. This belongs to us. The blood of Jesus is on this place, and it's on every person in this place.
Because Christ lives in us.
Yeah.
And so you've been, how long have you been in caregiving?
I've been almost 5 years.
Okay.
Almost.
And so just recently, have you guys kind of made you realize that, you know, the power that you have within you that you should be using?
I came back to Christ back in March of this year. I was away from him for many, many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
And I started attending New Song here.
Okay.
And through the, you know, the supernatural is just cool.
Okay.
People, you know, they have, there's Christians walking around and have no idea that we have this in us, you know.
Right.
This power, you know.
What was one of your experiences here that bring you to the realization that it's real, the supernatural is real?
Well, I'll tell you, back in the end of March, I was just completely set free of alcohol.
Okay.
I mean, I was a drinker every night, and I was just completely set free.
Through prayer, or?
It was
just during, one night?
I think it was praise and worship.
Okay.
One day, and I was just,
wow.
It was gone. I went home that Sunday.
Okay.
And threw away every
just
bottle that
delivered.
I had. Yeah, completely delivered.
Praise
yeah.
God.
Yeah.
And you just, that was just from being here.
Yeah. Yeah, just being in the environment.
Okay, and then they just through hearing a pastor talk about this week after week, you realize that, you know, I mean, what other things did you experience that led you to where you got to the point where I can raise the dead?
It's just amazing. I never thought that I would be, you know, raising the dead. But the pastor would talk about, you know, bringing, you know, this, the whole spiritual thing outside of the four walls of the church.
Okay.
I mean, that's amazing, you know. You thought you only had something happening inside the church, but it's outside, and that's really where it's supposed to be, right?
Right. Well, yeah. It's scriptural, and God calls us to do it. And, you know, it's kind of tiresome seeing nothing happening in the churches. And, you know, when somebody says, hey, we can do this, it's like, you know what? I want to see this happen. I'm going to try. You know, and then they're talking about, I'm sure the testimonies that you've heard, other people doing it, seeing healings happen, it's enough to, you know, raise your faith. So I thank you so much for joining us, Greg. We're just about out of time. And again, you can hear this archive program on hisability.com. And we'll see you again next week.
Thanks for listening to His Ability. You can email Lynn at life@hisability.com. That's life@hisability.com. Or visit hisability.com. If you're in the need of home health care, please call a Utilee at 734-261-1220. That's 734-261-1220. 1220. Thanks for tuning in, and you can hear His Ability every Sunday at 2 p.m. right here on WMUZ 103.5, The Light.